when you told someone you worked at Royal Worcester, most people had heard of it. And of course, what you were making was something that was well respected around the world, and particularly in England. So you were making a quality product.
To me, that was the place to work. And when I think of the beautiful creations they've done over the years, when you think how far back. And I just hope that somewhere somebody will always remember it.
Oh, it was buzzing, you know, full of people and full of pots coming in and out. It was a terribly exciting place, you know. It was the sheer size of it and the number of people that were working there, which staggered me.
We used to do loads and loads for the Canadian Pacific Railway and the Mount Royal Hotel in Canada. Hundreds and hundreds of cups and cream soup cups, teapot, little teapots and that.
We went to 10 Downing Street and we took various samples. Mrs. Thatcher looked at those and chose Blue Imperial. And I remember her saying, it would be very nice to have these, but whatever you do, make sure that it doesn't interrupt an export order.
We were very lucky to get orders from the Sultan of Oman for the production of banqueting services for the Gulf Summit meeting. We did special commissions for the royal family. We did special commissions for Harrods and Thomas Goods and others.
We had the invitation in nice gold writing and that. We had to be there for 6 o'clock. And it was such a feeling, you know, you stood outside Buckingham Palace. We were told then to line up on the where we were, and the Queen came and introduced us. It's an honour, isn't it, really, to be able to say that you've been there, like.
I did look up when she came through the room, because she's on her way, and the message was passing round, and she came through these doors with the managing director, Joe Jimson, was about 6'4" and a big man. And Mr. McBratney, who was the manager, the works manager, and he was even bigger around than the other one. And the Queen, she looked like a little child. She only came up to their elbows, and I could always remember she was wearing the most beautiful shade of blue.
I could always keep remembering Jimson's words in my ear, like I say now, that quality always counts. He said, it doesn't matter how much it costs, as long as the quality's there, he said, it'll pay. And that was my motto too, actually.
Royal Worcester's changed, it's reduced, but it's a name of Worcester and it hopefully will always be here. And it's something for Worcester to be proud of and Royal Worcester to be proud of Worcester.